You're listening to SBS News.
There are new concerns of coronavirus community transmission in New South Wales. Health officials have detected a COVID-19 infection in a person living in Wollongong. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there are also a number of other COVID-19 cases outside the Northern Beaches area that don't have clear links to the Avalon cluster. Those fears come as the state recorded three new infections connected to the Avalon cluster, which now stands at 129. Cases.
So I'm not ruling out that they're somehow not linked to the Avalon cluster. That case from Wollongong had been in Sydney. However, until those links are established, all of us in Greater Sydney have to be on high alert, including residents of Wollongong. That's always a cause for concern. We appreciate frustration levels may be increasing, but please know there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Restrictions remain in place for residents of the Northern Beaches due to the cluster. State Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says investigations are ongoing into the mysterious infections outside the Avalon cluster.
This highlights how the situation can change quite rapidly. So there is three cases that we're currently investigating. One of them is the Wollongong case. There's one from the inner west, and there is one from the sort of northern area.
And the new numbers come as Sydneysiders have been mostly banned from watching the famous New Year's Eve fireworks after the city's harbour foreshores shut down for the first time. Premier Gladys Berejiklian said on Monday the area will remain in lockdown into the new year. Meanwhile, Australia's Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says he was shocked at scenes at Bronte Beach on Christmas when a crowd breached social distancing and other rules. Some are believed to be backpackers who remained in Australia during the coronavirus pandemic or expatriates, mostly from the United Kingdom. Mr. Hawke is calling for those in attendance to be deported.
Well, like most Australians, I was shocked at what I saw at Bronte recently. I've instructed the Department of Home Affairs to bring forward anybody who is here, who's breached their visa conditions, and we'll examine those visa conditions with a view to cancellation if people are doing the wrong thing by breaching public health orders. Most temporary visa holders are doing the right thing. If people have breached their visa conditions, they are subject to cancellation, they are guests in our country, and we'd ask them to behave like guests in our country.
And a 25-year-old man who arrived in Australia on an international cattle export ship from Indonesia has tested positive for coronavirus in the Northern Territory. The man was tested on board before being taken to Royal Darwin Hospital, where he remains in isolation. Northern Territory Health Minister Natasha Files says those on board the ship are complying with authorities.
So I'm advised before I came out to the media that those all crew members are well, but we know that the virus just has very mild symptoms and sometimes people don't notice them. So that's why we have the crew either in isolation on the ship or at the Howard Springs facility. And that's why, of course, those other people have become contacts and are also in isolation.
And Victoria has gone another day without any new COVID-19 cases. There are seven active cases in the state who were people in quarantine or self-isolation. Former Victorian Premier Geoff Kennett says it would be irresponsible for Australia not to hold a national inquiry into Australia's response to the pandemic. Mr. Kennett has told Radio 3AW an inquiry would not be tasked to apportion blame, but would assist future generations by detailing what was learned during the response.
But when you have another medical virus or similar occurrence in the future, so that when it arrives, you open up the drawer, you pull out the aid memoir and say, well, this is what they did in 2020. These are the sorts of things we should have in place immediately. This is what we should be doing.
And an overseas arrival in Queensland has tested positive to the South African strain of the virus, which is believed to be a more contagious variant. Australia's death toll from coronavirus is now 909 after a New South Wales man in his 70s who was infected with COVID-19 in March recently died of respiratory complications. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.